This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Brian, welcome.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations to you, the coaching staff, and the team on a hard-earned 19-8 win over Catholic Memorial. I know a lot has been done, written about this streak that you stopped. You gave them their previous last loss, almost 2.5 years ago, or 3 years ago, I guess, right? And beat them after their 25-game MIAA win streak. So, I mean, in context, though, this is what prep football is all about. You got big games throughout the regular season and, of course, on into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you've probably heard me say it a bunch of times. It's part of the attraction of why kids want to come here to play football. We've always, you know, striven to play a tough schedule and be competitive and play the best teams we can find to play us. And CM has been on top in Massachusetts since 2019, since we last beat them in the state title game. So they've been kind of running the show. Even though we've won last year, they won as well. They're in Division II. So, we've had great battles with them in the past. It's a really good rivalry. It's really taken off in the last 5 years or so. But we expect to beat them, and I don't think many people do. That doesn't mean we go in overconfident. We just go in with a certain confidence that we think we can hang with them, and we think we can beat them, and we've done it enough to know that we can.
Brian, it sounds to me that you guys put together a fantastic game plan and then executed that game plan on Saturday. I mean, it's scoreless at the half, but you guys take over in the third quarter. Tell us about that game plan, because you stopped their rushing game to just 54 yards of total rushing in the game.
Yeah, I mean, credit to the kids. I mean, we can put the game plan in as a staff, but they have to execute against a really, really good group. So credit them 100%. But, yeah, I thought we had a great plan. We made a personnel change or two on defense for some of their packages, and it worked out really, really well. I thought Chris Tolios and the defensive staff did a great job, as they always do. We meet a lot as a staff. I meet a lot with Chris, and I think we're on the same wavelength, and we have a really good relationship that way, and it's worked really well. I think it's a total team deal, though. You know, we run the football, we control the clock, we try to limit possessions for people when we have to sometimes, and we've been really good at that, which plays, you know, hand in hand with great defense. And our kids run to the ball, and they're physical, and you got to credit them. They did all the work and beat a team that nobody thought we could beat.
Absolutely. So obviously they executed it, and there was a scheme, there was an attack to this, or a plan. In other words, you had recognized something that CM does, and you were able to eliminate it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret that he wants to run the football. They get in their double tight, double wing package, which is probably 150 years old. People have been doing that since leather helmets, and they're extremely efficient and good at it. And people don't see that anymore in football, and it's very difficult to stop, especially when you have the size and strength that they have and the backs that they have. But our kids work really, really hard. We've built our program to have strong kids and dedicated kids and tough kids, and that's what it came down to. Yes, there was some scheme involved, but it was also just standing up and really gutting it out against a really good team, but being strong enough and tough enough to do it.
I want to follow up with a couple of – I'm going to bounce around a little bit here on these questions, but Cam LaGrassa, 25 carries, 254 yards. That's a career high for him. So tell us about his game.
One for the ages, certainly. Yeah. I mean, he had a – we lost Dylan Aliberti. So Dylan and Cam have been splitting reps. They're both number one tailbacks, and they just split reps right down the middle. First rush of the game, Dylan went for 11 yards, and then – suffered an injury, and we lost him for the rest of the game, which certainly hurt us. He's a captain, two-way starter for us. He plays safety for us as well, so that was a big blow. But Cam stepped up and just had an unbelievable game. I thought we blocked extremely well up front, and that's O-line, that's three different tight ends, that's our fullback. I mean, all those guys did a great job against a very big physical front. But Cam, certainly, a lot of physical runs, a lot of speed runs as well. He runs a lot better than people think. He's quick, and he's a bigger back, but he had a great game. But I think it was total effort, all 11 on offense as well.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's the total package. He can go outside, and as you mentioned, a lot of power runs inside as well, strong runs. So fantastic effort by him. I was going to ask you about Dylan Aliberti. Is he able to come back, do you think, this season with that injury, or is it still to be determined?
To be determined. I don't know what it looks like right now. It was significant enough for him to miss the rest of the game. So, and that hurt us. I mean, he's, like I said, two-way starter, captain. Been a very, very good player for us for a while now. He came up with us as a freshman. So we'll miss him. Hopefully it's not as long as it could be, but we're not sure. We'll have to wait on that.
All right. So you've also been using Jimmy Nardone out of the out of the Wildcat, if you will, I guess, with the three backs off to the right, behind the right side of the line, or I guess you've done it the other side too. But tell us about that formation and your thinking on that. And that's something that's all new this year, right?
Yeah, it's a package we put in. I'm always looking for different ways to get kids opportunities and play to kids' strengths. And Jimmy's a big, tough, rugged kid. He's a quarterback for us, but there's a ruggedness there. There's a toughness there. When he runs with the ball, he runs like a person possessed in a good way. And we wanted to use him. And I, you know, as we've talked about many times, we believe in being physical on offense and winning the line of scrimmage. And it's a wrinkle that we kind of put in over the summer and thought about it more and more. And then we kind of broke it open with them. And, you know, it's everybody doing what they're supposed to do, but it's a very difficult thing to stop. There's a lot of big bodies coming at you with a guy who's running the ball really hard. It's not a lot of secrets to it, but it's we're going to find out if people can match up or not.
Yeah, it would seem to me that once if a team does kind of begin to overplay and deal with it, as they have to, I guess, but you know this far better than me, that can open up some other things to you as well. But tell me the background of how that came about and the thinking with that formation.
I'm just kind of a football junkie. Over the summer when I have free time on my hands, there's a lot of napkins around my house with scribbles on it and papers everywhere. My wife will tell you, it drives her nuts. But it's just one of those, I don't know. I just had a night, I was out by the pool watching the kids swim, and I just like, you know what, I want to try this. This looks like it could work. And you know, I don't know who's used it. I just looked at our personnel and said, this guy will fit, this guy will fit, this guy will fit. I actually like this. Let's give it a shot. And it's been really, really good for us. So we'll keep going with it.
No, I love it. I love it. Let me circle back here, jump back here to the win itself. I mean, I think in a way, I mean, this is a huge win, a program win, I think, for you guys. I think you'd put it in this context as far as a regular season. I mean, you guys have won Super Bowls, big playoff games, big regular season games, but this has to be a pretty nice win for prep football.
I think it certainly is. Anytime you beat the number one team in the state, I think it qualifies, but honestly, we're going to be moving on from it very quickly today. We're watching BC High film today, not CM film. So that's how we roll here. We're not going to spend too much time on it. I'm extremely proud of my staff and the players for their performance. And it is a big game, but it is just another game in October. It's one of eight that we play in the regular season leading up to the playoffs. And the kids have bigger goals. And I think we're good about that, the perspective piece, but I think it is important to acknowledge the accomplishment, but I think we already have, and we've already moved on from that. And if they haven't yet, they will by the end of this afternoon.
We talked to Coach St. Pierre here on Monday. Brian, I got to say that you as a coach and your coaching staff must be very pleased. I mean, this seems to be the total game that you guys were building toward this year, and you executed it Saturday. And also, and you closed out the game, too, in that fourth quarter. When a team can try to make a run at you, you guys closed it out. So it must be very, very satisfying.
It certainly was. I mean, we pride ourselves on playing a certain way and making the game difficult for the people we play against, and I thought we accomplished that. And I, like to your point, I really liked how we closed the game. A lot of teams, when we went up 16-0 and they score in one play, a lot of teams are like, oh boy, here it comes. And there was none of that on our sideline. Our kids are like, all right, we'll get it back. We just calm the game down a little bit, get back to what we do on offense. We had a good little drive there, and then defense settled right back in. made a stop, and then we had that 9-minute drive in the fourth quarter on offense that really ended the game for them, and that's hard to do. I mean, they know what we're trying to do. We're trying to run the ball and run the clock, and everybody in the stadium knows, and you still do it against a really, really good group. That speaks to the resolve and the toughness mentally and physically of our team, and that was a microcosm of the day, I think.
I want to go back even further into the first half when you guys had the ball, I think on your own 30, thereabouts, and you had a fourth down and you went for it. And I think there you talk about ball possession, you keep the football. So tell us about that decision and how that, where that was and how that played out, how you saw it.
Yeah, it was the end of the half. It was about 4 minutes left. I didn't want to give them the ball back. They're so dangerous offensively. And it was fourth and a long one, almost two from our 29. And I didn't hesitate. I made the call, and I think my defensive staff was looking at me like, what are you doing? I just had belief in the kids. I watched the line of scrimmage early. We were moving them. So we got in that tight package with Jimmy Nardone, and we just moved the line of scrimmage, and I think we picked up 4 yards on a QB sneak. So when you can do that, when everyone knows you're going to do it, that's a problem for the other team. And I just felt at that point we needed to keep the ball away from them, and it worked out.
And I got to think that somehow or other, I mean, it's a message that the other team receives and how they handle it. I'm not saying they got deflated over it, not at all. I'm not saying that at all. But it's a great message to send your opponent if you're able to do that. I think it's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, if that gets done to us, it certainly gets my attention very quickly. It certainly was a gamble. I understand that. But it was calculated and it was thought out. And, you know, I'm thinking a couple plays ahead on that. And there was no hesitation. We just went into it and did it. And I think the kids, they believe in what we're doing, which is a huge part of it. And there's no hesitation on their part. And when you see that in their eyes and they know it from you, there's a good symmetry there in terms of the way we're thinking. And I don't think any kid in that huddle was surprised by it and actually wanted me to do it. And that's a good feeling.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that I really haven't asked you about back to the Saturday's game that you think, in hindsight, you want to just share with us that maybe it came to you overnight or if you had a napkin on the kitchen table this morning or something?
No, I'm just proud of them. I mean, it was just a great game. I thought it was a great high school football game. It was very hotly contested, great competition. I think the best the state has to offer. And it's fun, and it's a privilege to be a part of those types of things. And I'm just so happy for our guys. It comes back to the players. It always will. I mean, that's why we're doing it. And they just got a great memory for themselves, one that they earned. And that's the best part. They earned.
Terrific, yeah. All right, so now it's on to BC High Saturday afternoon down there at 1 o'clock. How is that atmosphere down there playing at BC High?
It's tough. You feel like you're on the edge of the earth because you're basically in Boston Harbor. It's wild. There's always wind down there. It's usually cooler than it should be, and you're literally on the water. So, and they're a really good team. They're 5-2. They're much better than they were last year. They're big. So they present a lot of problems. And you know, I've already watched enough film on them to know that it's going to be a very difficult game.
As far as my last follow-up, Brian, there, as far as a follow-up on them, as far as the problems that they present, their strengths, passing, running, do they dominate either way on that?
No, they're pretty balanced. They're a spread offense. They want to spread you out, and they'll have multiple receivers on the field most of the time. They also play two different quarterbacks. One's more of a runner. He's a big kid. The other guy's a tall, classic drop-back-looking type passer. So they have two different offenses that they deploy depending on who's in the game. So they present some issues there, and then defense are very solid. They play a 3-4. They do a really good job with it. And, you know, the Catholic Conference battle, every one of these, it's never easy in conference, and this one will be a huge challenge for us.
I actually do have one last follow-up on Saturday's game, and it has to do with injuries, because you were concerned about injuries going into that game, and you've overcome injuries and made some replacements there. Just share a note on that as to what you can. I think now you can talk about it, but not that you would want to use it as an excuse if you lost. But there were a lot. You guys were dealing with injuries going into that game, right?
Yeah, we had six starters out, so If you told me in August that you'd be going into CM with six starters out and starting a freshman right guard, I would have probably kicked you in the butt. It's not how you want to go into a game, but kids stepped up. They certainly did. I think a lot's been made of how physical we are in practice, but I want to be clear, like, we're very, very cognizant of football and how much we ask of the kids and how we practice. Yes, we're physical, but we limit it, and we're very smart with what we do, and it's all well thought out. I think the thing that we do that maybe some other teams might shy away from is we'll actually go good on good, you know, one offense versus one defense for a small portion of practice, just to keep that physicality against, you know, the best people. Like, if we're that good on defense and we're that good on offense and we go against each other, we're going to make ourselves a little bit better each day. So that's kind of how we do it. I know there's been a lot of talk that I'm crazy and all that. I'd like to think I know what I'm doing. I've played football long enough, coached it long enough. We know what we're doing, and we're very responsible with the kids. But it is physical. It's a physical sport. It's a demanding sport, and I believe we balance that really well.
Well, Brian, I want to make it clear that I'm not spreading those rumors about you being crazy. All right, I've refused to acknowledge any of that, being involved with any of that, for sure. So,
I appreciate it.
But I will say that you are successful, and again, congrats to you, the players, the coaches. A great day for the prep over there, for sure, this past weekend, and congratulations to you all. Thanks, and thanks for joining us today.
I really appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for all you do.
Yep, thank you. Brian St. Pierre with us here on MSO, newsports.com.